It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega, and primary season continued chugging along on Tuesday. Voters went to the polls in New York, Colorado, Maryland, Utah, and Oklahoma to pick their midterm candidates. More on Oklahoma in just a few minutes. But here to break down the other key races is Dylan Scott, politics reporter for Vox. Hi, Dylan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the big news today is so far is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She beat Joe Crowley. Tell us a little bit about that, why this is such a significant upset.
Sure. So Joe Crowley has represented the Bronx and Queens in the House for 10 terms at this point. He's a member of House Democratic leadership, and there have been a lot of rumors in Washington that if Nancy Pelosi were ever to step aside, he could be one of the leading contenders to become the next Democratic leader or Speaker of the House. And so it was obviously shocking to have somebody in that kind of position lose. In a lot of ways, this primary race represented a lot of the divisions that we see within the Democratic primary right now. Ocasio-Cortez had kind of portrayed Crowley as a corporate-funded Democrat who had lost touch with his district. She, on the other hand, had endorsed Medicare for all and a federal jobs guarantee and free college for everybody. And so we've had a lot of those races across the country this primary season, but in many of those instances, it was two first-time candidates running to run against a Republican incumbent. And so I think the real shock here was that you had a very high-profile prominent Democrat who seemed to fall to the same kind of progressive wave that we're seeing a lot of in these races across the country.
And let's shift a minute to Maryland. Ben Jealous was a big win for Democrats there. What do you see? How do you see that race playing out?
Very similar, at least within the Democratic Party, that's a very similar story. Ben Jealous was a Bernie Sanders supporter. He had the support of a lot of those progressive groups, whereas the other prominent Democrat in that race, Rashawn Baker, was more of sort of the establishment choice. And so yet again, we saw the more left-wing candidate emerging from the Democratic primary. Looking ahead to the fall, Maryland currently has a Republican governor, Larry Hogan, who's relatively moderate. He's a cancer survivor and seems to enjoy some pretty broad popularity. And so that race, I think, will be a tension between, you know, we expect a very sort of anti-Republican, anti-Trump national environment, but whether, you know, Democrats can use that to push through a pretty progressive candidate against a more moderate and relatively popular Republican will be a test, because on its face, you know, Maryland as a pretty blue state seems like an obvious chance for Democrats to retake a governor's mansion. But between Hogan's popularity and Jealous's more progressive platform, I think that'll be one of the more fascinating governor's races to watch in the fall.
And of course, we had a very familiar face, Mitt Romney, who won in Utah. If Romney does win the general election, what's your sense of how he might be able, what his relationship with Trump could potentially be? He seems to be playing both sides occasionally, no?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of never Trump Republicans who, you know, we're losing Jeff Flake and Bob Corker, two Senate Republicans who have been more critical of Trump, are leaving the Senate. I think they've imbued a lot of hope in Romney that he might be the new GOP critic of the president. But as you said, you know, on issues like immigration and taxes and Trump's kind of deregulatory agenda, Romney has been pretty positive towards the president. So I don't think we should expect him to come into the Senate and suddenly try to, you know, make a mess of things. He seems more likely to try to toe a delicate line when it comes to Trump.
Dylan Scott is a politics reporter for Vox. Dylan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.